It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Perhaps only appropriate, then, that we're talking about green algae. Joining us this morning is Dr. Ewan Reeby with NRRI. He's the Associate Director of the Water Initiative. Dr. Reeby, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
We're talking about this Cyclotella algae. Now, want to make sure that I'm thinking about the right algae. This is not the blue-green algae that people are concerned about. Is that correct?
No, it's not. It has no green in it at all. This is a group of algae called the diatoms. And they're more colloquial known as the yellow or the brown algae because of the color of the pigments in them.
So we can change the show briefly to the yellow-brown visions instead of green visions. That'll
sure.
work. So tell us why we need to be concerned about this Cyclotella algae.
So it's a little bit different than the more direct concern that we have for blue-green algae. People are probably familiar with the problems with algal blooms, which is usually blue-green algae, and that lakes like Lake Erie come to mind, which have a lot of problems. And Lake Superior has some of those sorts of problems in near shore. But this is this Cyclotella is a group of the diatom algae, which directly are not a problem. Our research team uses these diatoms as tools. It's not because they're a problem, but they can actually tell us about environmental condition. So this group, Cyclotella, is actually an indicator of the changing climate in the Great Lakes.
So what clues do they give that about climate change?
So part of our work here at NRRI is to collect sediment cores from lakes. And we evaluate the layers in those sediment cores, which are basically coming from the deepest parts of the lakes. And they can record thousands of years of sediment that's accumulated. And in that sediment, we find the fossil remains of what has lived in the lake in the past. It could be fish or chemicals. In our case, we're looking at the remains of the algae or the diatom algae. And so as we look at these layers and move toward the surface, we can see the changes in the diatoms over time, and there is this distinct increase in this specific group called Cyclotella that is showing a clear response to warming temperatures.
So this morning on the Earthwise feature, the host actually mentioned, he said, with the change in administration, it may be more difficult to ask for action regarding climate change. Does NRRI going forward have any kind of a plan to deal with that?
Well, sometimes we do what we can. I mean, my particular research team, we have a focus. I mean, I never really wanted to be involved in climate research. I was never a climate scientist, but it just started to show up in our data, and it was unavoidable. So in pursuing future work, I mean, we run our research teams through grants. So if there are issues with funding agencies like the EPA, then that can trickle down and create problems for us. It can be a struggle. So what the future holds at this point, we're not sure.
Well, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us, Dr. Reeby. It was a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Dr. Ewan Reeby is the Associate Director of the Water Initiative at NRRI. He joined us this morning as our guest for Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.